Martins Blind Facts. Fakten und Geschichten aus der Blindenwelt.
Herzlich willkommen, ihr Lieben, zu einer neuen Folge von Artins Blind Facts. Heute möchte ich euch Jörgen Hansson vorstellen. Er ist blind und kommt aus Schweden. Mich hat es persönlich schon immer interessiert, wie blinde Menschen in Schweden leben und bin sehr, sehr froh über diesen Kontakt. Das Witzige ist, er kann auch ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen und da haben wir uns gedacht, er kann sich eigentlich auch gleich auf Deutsch vorstellen. Macht er auch gleich. Ansonsten haben wir das Interview auf Englisch geführt. Ihr findet die deutsche Version auf unserer Website auf www.geilfm.de. Und jetzt viel Spaß mit dem Interview. Jürgen, du hast das Wort.
Hallo, ich heiße Jörgen Hansson und ich wohne in Schweden, in Nördinge.
Das ist sehr cool. Nice to meet you, Jürgen. Schön, dich kennenzulernen. This is the first time we talk here on the phone. Das erste Mal, dass wir hier miteinander reden und telefonieren. Bist du blind von Geburt an? Are you blind since you were born?
Yes, I've been blind since I was a little baby boy. I can tell you that my both eye was a little bit, I don't know how to say it, but it's they were not really created. But I think my right eye was not really good, so I started to get some prosthetic eye in my right eye, but my left eye is more real. But I also have something called glaucoma. I could see a little bit, just a little bit of between light and dark, and some colors, of course. My favorite color is red. Then in the last 15 years, my sight has been growed dimmed, and I cannot see so much good anymore.
It's good that you can see dark and lights, you know. Yeah. Was arbeitest du, beziehungsweise was für eine Ausbildung hast du gelernt? What kind of job do you do? What did you study?
Well, I started the normal grammar school from first grade to ninth grade. And then I started, instead of going to high school, I went to a blind school in Sweden, in the middle of Sweden. There were blind people with other disabilities like ADHD or deaf blind and even wheelchair bound persons, and I felt that there was a good community because there was no mocking and no group pressure and stuff like that.
Das heißt, du warst auf einer Blindenschule. Wie hast du denn deine Schulzeit erlebt? Gab es Probleme oder lief alles gut? How did you experience your school time? Were there problems, especially in the normal school, or did everything work fine?
Well, there were some problems because some people was actually mocking me and call me names and stuff like that. There were people who were running around and doing stuff like smoking and everything. But I was not that kind of guy. I was just trying to listen and learn as much as I could. But in the boarding school, there was no problem at all. The teacher were good. And I even had some good teachers at the normal school too. One of my best favorite teacher was even my computer teacher. And he even helped me building my first speakers.
Oh, nice. Really nice. So you enjoyed your school time.
Yeah. And I even played a lot of music in the school time too. Even at the school graduations, I even played and sing.
Das ist sehr cool. Und nach der Schule, wie ging es weiter? After school, what did you do?
Well, kind of a college for called Liljeholmens Folk High School, where there were different kind of programs like the Bible program, the music program, the media program, and the art program. But I decided to go to the music program because I wanted to be a sound engineer. I want to educate myself to be a sound engineer.
Okay, that sounds really cool. Das klingt sehr spannend. In welchem Bereich arbeitest du denn aktuell? Which kind of work do you do actually currently?
Actually, the thing is that after I did my education, I did get some practicing on radio stations. I get a little bit of experience there on Radio Göteborg, on Radio Gothenburg, and that was a really good experience.
Welche Unterstützung hat denn der Staat für euch Blinden in Schweden? What kind of support the government in Sweden has for blind people there?
it depends on what you want to do, but there are some places where the people are not so very friendly to the disabled people in general, because they think that we people who has blindness and autism cannot do anything at all, which is so damn, this is not so fair for us people to hear. But I mean, everyone is unique. That's what I would say.
Exactly. You also went to Germany. Did you enjoy the trip and how was it?
Well, I love Germany and also went to Italy, but Germany, I was there for about 3 times. First time I was there in 2002 because we were having a little organization here in Sweden called FUB. It's, which stands for the communication for the disabled people with intellectual disability and stuff like that. And we made a little theater called Ich mag dich gesund, sagt der Bär.
Good, really good. Jörgen aus Schweden, heute bei mir im Talk. I want to thank you so, so, so much for your time and for the interview that you could give to me.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. And if you want to hear my music, you can go to YouTube and I will spell out my name for everybody in German because that's easier.
Yeah.
Das ist J-E-R-G-E-N-H-A-N. S-S-O-N. There are a lot of good things to listen to.
Also Jürgen Hansson eingeben, yep, in YouTube und dann findet ihr seinen Kanal. Jürgen, thank you so much and yeah, talk to you soon. Thank you.
Danke.